Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in our friend, Mr. Mark Seagraves, the baddest man in Washington. Mark, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good. Happy to be with you guys. Thanks for having me back.
Dude, always appreciate you making time for us. Looking at your Twitter, it looks like you had a busy weekend covering the covering that Army parade. It seems like that kind of all went off without a hitch, relatively, right?
Yeah, a little bit of rain that made them change the scheduling of the paratroopers and flyovers and stuff. But yeah, you know, nobody died, nobody got arrested, nobody really got hurt. Thousands and thousands of people got to see a pretty cool parade. So yeah, all things considered.
We'll take that as a win. And what I will personally take as a win is getting all of the fencing and stuff that's impacting my commute downtown out of the way.
Please.
So let's get that all picked up.
Yeah, that's going to be a couple more days. So I'm down here right now, and Constitution is still closed. So you're going to have they said by the 19th, they hope to have all of the fencing and barriers down.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, Mark, I wanted to get you on because it appears to me we got some politicians playing politics. What is the latest with the legislation to get RFK Stadium rebuilt?
So it is still in the hands of the D.C. Council, and the issue that arose last week, as you are well aware, and I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of, that the D.C. Council held a secret meeting behind closed doors.
They threw you out of it, right?
I tried to make entry to, and they politely asked me to leave. That's correct. So they had this secret closed-door meeting, which is legal. It's important. It didn't used to be legal, but they just changed the law that allows them to have these secret meetings and not tell anybody about them and talk about public business. In this case, it was RFK. And we know from speaking to some of the council members after that meeting that Chairman Mendelson discussed the possibility of delaying portions of the stadium legislation that are currently in the 2026 budget that will be voted on. The preliminary vote will come July 15th. Which also happens to be the deadline that the commander set with the mayor to have the council give preliminary approval to the deal. If that's not done by the 15th, the team has the right to start negotiating with other jurisdictions again. I interviewed a couple of the council members coming out of that meeting, several of them acknowledged that a delay was being discussed. Some of them were in favor of delaying it. Some of them were opposed to delaying it. When I spoke to the chairman, who really holds all the power here at this juncture, he was very cagey about how he answered me. He spoke in, you know, kind of this political speak, saying, well, he wasn't planning on taking the debt service for the $500 million, which is the initial upfront cost that the district needs to approve first. He wasn't going to take the debt service out of the budget. That's good news for Commanders fans and people who want the stadium to go through. But then when I pressed him and said, well, you know, there's a lot of other moving parts in this legislation that are in the budget that has to be approved. Are you thinking of delaying that? And that's where he got started playing with semantics with me and saying, well, you know, I've always said the July 15th deadline is going to be very hard to do, very hard to meet. And so when I pressed him at the end of that interview, if you watch, I said, sir, you're not answering my question. And he said, he smiled and said, that's the best you're going to get out of me. So that started this avalanche of worry. And you had the mayor issue a very strong statement saying what she's always said. It has to be done at once. It has to be done by July 15th. They can't screw around with this. These are my words, not hers, but paraphrasing that they've got to get it done. She said that just 5 minutes ago. I just spoke with her 5 minutes ago. She said the same thing. The time is now. Got to get it done now. The commanders put out what I thought was a very strong statement. It would have been easier, and I got to say, I suspected that the commanders would have come out and thrown Phil Mendelson a bone and said something along the lines, okay, we can extend that deadline for a month or whatever, you know, if you need a few weeks, we can extend the deadline, let Mendelsohn claim victory and have every, you know, a month that is not going to matter one way or another. But the Commanders didn't do that. They doubled down with the mayor and they put out a list of like, here's the things that's at stake that the city is going to lose. The FIFA World Cup, the world-class venue, all these jobs. July 15th is the date. We want to open for 2030. It was a really strong line in the sand that the Commanders drew with their statement right after that. That then prompted Mayor Bowser the next day, when she was asked by reporters who were following up after I'd broken the story the day before when I got thrown out of the meeting, the mayor again doubled down and said, look, the team is outraged that the mayor, that the council would be doing this. And that led Phil Mendelsohn to put out a statement which was typical Mendo speak. And that is him saying that a lot of the statements that you're hearing about him not funding it are untrue. But then at the end of his statement, still again saying, well, July 15th is iffy. But never once saying my reporting was wrong. And so that's where we're at right now. You're absolutely right to describe this as politics and politicians doing what politicians do. And so now we can only wait and see if the council will have to take a public vote if they want to delay any portion of this legislation. If they want to do anything other than, you know, what the mayor wants them to do, if they want to change it, they have to do that in public. They have to vote on that in public.
So they'd have to, they'd have to vote to delay, they would have to stand up there, raise their hand publicly and say, hey, we're going to delay this, and then everybody knows exactly which council members delayed it. They're not going to do that.
That's correct. Right now, we don't have a good, we know, for instance, Brooke Pinto has come out and said uncategorically, no delay, do the whole package on July 15th. You had Zach Parker come out and say the exact opposite. And his, I think, was the most telling statement, because what he went so far as to say is that he is open to delaying it until September or October to vote. And see, this is why it's so important for these meetings to be open to the public and why the public should care about these open meeting laws, is because we have no idea what these 12 people talked about behind those closed doors, because we weren't allowed to be there. So we don't know what the chairman proposed for the council to vote on. We know what some of them have said coming out of that meeting. And the most telling, again, is Zach Parker saying he's open to a delay that could be as long as September, October. That becomes a real delay. When you talk about construction costs, construction deadlines, timelines, you know, delaying it a few weeks or a month isn't going to kill anybody. You build those kinds of delays into your plan. Delaying it by 2, 3, 4 months, that's a lot, and a lot can change. Look at tariffs, right? Every day the cost of construction materials goes up and down because of the threat of tariffs. And so the Commanders definitely do not want a delay that would go into the fall before, you know, knowing that it's going to be approved. So the next time we'll get a real keen idea of what's going to happen will be this Wednesday. On Wednesday, the council holds its public hearing on what is called the Budget Support Act. And that's where all the nitty gritty stuff is. And so we'll learn a lot more based on the council members' questions and public statements. They won't take any votes on this day, but it'll be a public hearing, and we'll hear from public witnesses. I don't know if we'll hear from the Commanders, and I can tell you the mayor has not been invited to testify. Her chief of staff has, but kind of a thumb in her eye, the chairman has decided not to invite the mayor for the first time ever to testify on her own budget. But Wednesday we'll have a better idea of where the 12 council members stand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mark, where do you count this right now? Do you feel like there's less of a chance that this gets done now than when we were a couple of weeks ago? Or is this something that like JP said, it's politics and this is just all part of the process.
So this was expected, right? Chairman Mendelson had been saying to him from day one, the July 15th deadline is unreasonable. And he has a legitimate case there. I have to say that the mayor presented her budget months later than they typically do. And not only did she put her budget in late, but then the budget also includes this $1 billion of tax money going to a $3 or $4 billion project, the biggest project in the history of the city. And typically on something like that, you would want standalone public hearings, and you would want to have enough time to go through this. And so the chairman has a legitimate gripe about that. That said, every one of us at our jobs have some type of deadlines on something, and oftentimes those deadlines are inconvenient and are expedited, and you get it done. And that's what the mayor is and the commanders are asking of the 12 members of the D.C. Council. It's like, we know it's a short timeline, but it is what it is. This is where we are. We need you to get it done. I think at the end of the day, look, this thing was really moving forward at a really fast clip. And it was surprising to all of us that so many council members so quickly were coming out in favor of it, including Chairman Mendelson, who had been against it from day one for years, had said, no, 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 no. And now he's saying, yes, but I just want to make it better. So Mendelson is just looking for a victory, right? He's just looking for something. And if you go back to the baseball stadium, which I often compare this to, this is exactly what happened with the baseball stadium. The Mayor Williams and Major League Baseball made a deal. It went up for a vote. The vote went until midnight. I was in that room at midnight when Linda Kropp, who was the chairman at the time, changed her vote at the last minute and stalled the deal. And then they went back to the drawing table, and Linda Kropp was able to come out a week later and say, hey, I've made it a better deal. And they all voted and approved it, and now we've had that stadium for years, right? And so this was expected and anticipated. The problem is, how long of a delay are they talking about, and can the commanders stomach a delay that might be 3 or 4 months? I think that's a lot to ask of the commanders, given how adamant Josh Harris has been about his timeline. So we know that Chairman Mendelson and the commanders met late last week. We don't know what came of that meeting. But again, we'll learn a lot more. If I were handicapping this, I'd say it's still going to get done. I would not lose hope. I would say this is expected, this kind of thing. It's a bump in the road, but it is not insurmountable. And I don't think it's a deal killer by any stretch.
Well, that's great to hear, honestly. And I just, at some point, is this just like a kind of petty squabble between Mendelson and Bowser? They just don't like each other? Because that's what it kind of feels like sometimes.
So it is no secret that Mayor Bowser and Chairman Mendelson don't play well in the sandbox. They don't get along on a lot of things. On some things, they very, you know, we're lucky in D.C. in the sense that it's basically a Democratic city, a liberal city, and everybody agrees on most things. And so there's not a lot of quibbling over most things, but when you get down into minutia and budgets and how money is spent, that's where they start to have disagreement. Mendelson and Bowser will be up for re-election. Mendelson could face some serious opposition this time around, and so it is unfortunate that they don't have the best of relationships. The chairman has hired Robert Bob, who was a former city administrator under Tony Williams years ago and has enjoyed many, many government contracts since. And now he's been hired by the council to kind of mediate this landscape between the mayor and the chairman and the commanders. And, you know, I expect what you'll see is that Mendelson will make some tweaks, particularly around the community benefits package, which was very vague in the original contract. Again, when you look back at the baseball thing, after the no vote by Linda Kropp, they came back and the community benefits package had the youth baseball academy that we still have over in Ward 7 that Vince Gray was able to get out of those negotiations. So that's what I would look for. The commanders are prepared to prop up the community benefits package. I think if they start toying with things of real substance that would cost the commanders money. Like, one of the things that I've been pointing to from day one, are these seat licensing agreements, man. And I got to tell you, your listeners, if they plan on being season ticket holders for the Commanders when they come to Washington, D.C., and they find out they're going to have to pay a seat licensing fee that could be anywhere from thousands to tens of thousands of dollars up front just for the privilege of buying your tickets at another cost, that's going to make a lot of people very, very unhappy. And so, but it's a hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue that the team is counting on, just like naming rights for the stadium. These are things that the city owns because they own the land and the stadium that they're giving to the Commanders. So you start tinkering with those big ticket items, and that could be problematic. But again, you know, if I'm betting on this, at the end of the day, I think 2030, we're kicking off at RFK Stadium.
Seagraves, you're doing a hell of a job working this story and all things that go on here in D.C. Thank you for the time, bro. Appreciate it,
man.
Hey, I love being on your show. Ask me anytime. It's a thrill to be with you guys.
Thanks, man. That's our guy, Mark Seagraves, NBC4. I mean, serious report. When they're throwing you out of meetings, it's because they know you're good at your job.
Do you ever do that at Commander's Park?
I've been asked to leave some things. Not just bars.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.